Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, and welcome to A New Beginning, Ambassador for Christ. Your host this evening, Brother Wes Armstrong. The views and opinions expressed on the Crown Talking Drum Radio Network, they are solely those of the host, guest, and caller. These views and opinions do not represent those of the Crown Talking Drum Radio Network, its management, or of a host or advertisers. And again, welcome, A New Beginning, Ambassadors for Christ. Scripture for this evening, I will be coming from, I'm going to be coming from Proverbs 18. One quick line. Proverbs 18 and 21, okay? I'll be reading out the New International Version, the NIV tonight, Holy Bible. Proverbs 18 and 21? Okay. All right. Proverbs 18 and 21, okay? Proverbs 18 and 21. Okay. The tongue has the power of life and death, and those who love it will eat its fruit. Well, good evening. I did not have a topic for this evening, but I wanted to share an experience I had today. It had been building up for maybe a month or so. It just come to a head today, and I realized that the issues that I was dealing with, I needed to just take them to God, block everything else out, not speaking the negative, not talking about the impossible to man, as man will see things as being impossible. And I just cried out to God and told God I needed his help and let him know that the issues that we're going through it was holding us back from ministering to people. It was holding us back to holding us back from doing any type of long distance travel as we have done in the past without a problem. So I was asked to help out my younger son by traveling out of town, about an hour's ride out of town, to another city to help him out with his car while he was down in the storm area in Georgia, helping out down there. So I did, and God, he blessed me to get there with no problem, and he blessed me to get back without a problem. And before I left, he told me I needed to anoint the car. They were having issues with the car. Took the car to the shop, got it fixed. A couple of days later, same issue with the car. Took it back. They supposedly did something else car. It was okay for a minute. They moved, same thing, wrong the car. So I was skeptical. I said, I'm going to put it in God's hands. If I need to keep taking the car back, I asked God to let me know what I need to do. Not for me to decide, well, they didn't do it right. I got an attitude. I'm going to take it back. I'm going to make them do it right. I ain't going to do this and do that. No, leave it in God's hands. He knows what's going on. He knows why it's happening like that. And he knows how to take care of business. And I believe and trust in him. So I'm leaving it up in his hands. I put it in prayer, and I just said, I'm not going to think about it. But the more I try not to think about it, the enemy is putting it on my mind that the car's going to break down. I'm going to be out of town, this and that. So he got me staring at the dash to see if any warning lights are coming on. And I'm telling myself, no, I'm going to trust in God. And if I trust in God, I got no business even trying to think about something going wrong. Keep my eyes on the road and have a safe trip back home. And as I did, I put on some music and I began to pray and praise God in the car. And I had safe trip there and safe trip back. And I just believe that God, he's going to take care of that problem that's going on right now. Now, the car is 2 years old, it's been paid for, no major issues up until now. And, you know, I trust and believe in God, but I have to get in that position. I have to squelch all this negativity around me and get myself in a position in the spirit where I can commune with God and pour my heart out to him. He knows already, but it's for me to pour my heart out and let him know what we need. Now, this is not a want or a desire. This is a need, because that's something that I've been led to do, is to go visit saints and people that are sick and whatever else. We can't do that now because we can't go long distance, you know, and there are a lot of people long distance, even family, within a, 4-hour ride that we've been to before, just to stop by and visit and to check on them and let them see how God has taken us through what we've been going through, illness and a little bit of this and a little bit of that. But I got to that point today. I said, no, I'm not going through this anymore with this particular situation. Been through stuff like this before, but I have to put myself in that position to where God will work for me. But I have to act like I know. I can't be shucking and jiving. I can't be shooting a woolly bobo, you know, and thinking it's okay. You know, hey, I'm just with people having some fun. No, I have to prepare myself and get in that position to where God will grant me what I need or what we need, you know. And this is to, it's about kingdom building. It's not about me being saved and sanctified and filled with the Holy Ghost and I'm just chilling at the house 24/7 because I'm an older person. No, God gives me the strength to rise up each and every day to use. Of course, I'm not a 20-year-old or 30-year-old, 50, 60. I'm not even a 60 or 70-year-old. You know, I'm 73. But God has granted me favor with my general health for me to still work part-time and to go and do these other things with the saints and the sick. And it's truly a blessing. I thank him. And I'm not just going to sit down on that. You know, I'll come in, I'll get me some rest. But then the spirit vitalizes me to the point where it's, okay, I've gotten a little bit of rest. I don't need the rest 2 and 3 days, no. Just a little bit of rest. The body does it for me. The body does its own rest. It knows what kind of rest it needs, some peace and quiet. It needs some, I need to be in some water, a tub of water or something, you know. I need to read constantly. I need to commune with God. You know, we know what we need. We just have to get busy and do it. You know, and stop having our hand out 24/7. Wanting something, and we haven't prepared ourselves to receive it. And then when we do get it, you know, it's like, well, hey, I got this now, but 2 days later, what are you doing with it? Yep, so I'm putting it on the shelf. It's collecting dust. You know, and we fall out of favor with God because we think we got it going on. But no, that's not working. Not with me after what he did for me today. I'm to the point to which I need to take a different step each and every day. Each and every day. Not to just be thankful for my life, health, and strength, but to honor God and let him know I'm so grateful and I just honor him for allowing me one more opportunity to open my eyes. Because there was a time when my life was in danger. I faced death twice, and he just... Hey, it was amazing. I was that close to death, and things just switched up and changed up. And I'm so grateful for the times that I still have. Even, as I said, even though I'm 73, God, he's good, y'all. And these are the things we need to tell. How we overcame, you know? It's not what we got out of it. It's how we overcame. What did we do? You know, how did we get to that point? We prepare ourselves. We have to let go as they say, let go and let God, we have to let go of a whole lot of stuff. Let go of the stuff that happened yesterday. Today is a new day. A new day to put something new in my mind and in my heart, you know, and in my mouth to glorify God just that much more. Okay? All right. Now I'm going to I'm going to greet the listeners. Yes. Good evening. Good evening.
Good evening.
How's it going?
It's going good. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good, pretty good, pretty good. They started me on some new medication here, and I'm told me one of the side effects will be hot flashes. And I'm thinking, well, I'm a man. Men don't get hot flashes.
I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. It's okay. But here it is 2 days later, and I'm getting hot flashes. You know what I'm saying? And any other time I'd be cold. I have long sleeve shirt on in the house, be cold. But now I'm have to break down. I'm going to change things up a little bit to get comfortable. Yeah. But
to God be
the glory. You know, I'm taking the medication to help me. Health-wise, just started on it, so my body's getting used to it. And, you know, I just thank God for the help, you know.
Praise the Lord.
Just as you, he's blessing you each and every day. I've gotten to the point now to where I need this special medication for my health. And I'm truly thankful, and I just have to get used to the side effects and just move on with my life, you know.
I'm going to change your right
up. Would you care to lead the prayer, or should I do that tonight? Oh, okay. He's gone. Okay. Praise God. Praise God. Miss Margaret, I'm so thankful that God is working with her. He is helping her with her health issues. I'm so thankful. And This is how we glorify God just that much, from him working with me and my health issues, and then knowing about somebody else and their health issues. And, you know, it's almost always that there's somebody that's a little worse off than you. And it's not that I'm thankful for that or glad for that, but just being grateful that I am in the position that I'm in. Because there are some, my condition is worse than theirs. So to God be the glory, because it was just him getting me to this point. And I just thank him for that. Okay, all right. Now, I read that scripture, okay? Now, I read that for a reason. Proverbs 18 and 21. Now, let me see, excuse me, I got a tickle in my throat, y'all. Now, I read Proverbs out of the NIV, New International Version. So now I'm going to read Proverbs 18 and 21 out of the King James Version of the Bible. Oh, excuse me. Okay. Proverbs 18 and 21. All right. Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. Okay? Same difference there. we can speak death and we can speak life. We need to be careful what we say and how we say it. Because words, especially scripture, there is life in words. There is life. Words bring about life, and they can bring about death. There was a saying when I was young, sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt or harm me. You know, that's another one of them big lies from can hurt you a lot more than sticks and stones. They can. I know, because I've used words, and they have hurt people, and I've heard words that have hurt me. But to God be the glory. You know, as we go through life, we learn about God, you know, and we have to make that conscious decision. You know, we have to make that conscious decision. As one of the prophets, I believe it's one of the prophets, he said, whom shall ye serve? It was to the effect that as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord, you know. but we have to get to that point. We just can't say, oh, we saved, I'm a Christian now, and tell my family, oh, this is how we're going to start living things. You know, there are times when you just can't change people overnight or just change people when you want them to change, you know. Especially when people have gotten used to things being a certain way, their life is in a certain, going in a certain direction, they're comfortable in certain ways of living. People just don't like to change if you tell them it's the truth or not. People, they look at it as to where, well, I'm feeling comfortable where I'm at. Why do I have to change? No, I'm all right. You know, but they don't. They have to look and see the whole picture. There is a whole picture there. They're not the only ones. Their life is not the only one that's affected by them. Their life affects other people. Now, my brother mentioned to me a statistic. He said that for everyone that is killed, shot or you know, whatever, I guess violence, there are 42 people affected just by that one human being. 42 souls affect one person, you know, and that's saying a lot in itself right there, a lot. No man is an island, you know, no man is alone. We've got to have somebody. We have to have somebody. If we live by ourselves or a hermit or whatever, we got to have somebody, y'all. There's somebody. And it's not always ourselves that we talk to ourselves. No, it's not always that. There's somebody else outside of ourselves. excuse me. I'm going to have prayer right now. About to forget it. Prayer for the inhabitants of the state that the hurricane is going through, the islands that the hurricane has passed over in days past, in which the hurricane is heading towards, you know, all the rain and the wind and the rising surf. let's pray for the people that are homeless. Pray for the people that are just hopeless in life. They have nothing to look forward to. They think they have nothing to look forward to, and they feel as though they have been written off, and there are some that have no identity. They don't know who they are, or they don't want to be who they think they're supposed to be. And let's pray for the military. Pray for the leaders. Let's pray for the leaders of this world. Country that we live in, that they'll make right decisions for the people. I thought that the government was by the people and for the people. Hey, you know, it's kind of hard to figure out these days who's for who and, you know, what's right and what's wrong and what's good and what's bad and, you know, who people really are, you know. And also let's pray for our neighbors on either side. Pray for our families and loved ones. Pray for all of our people locked up in the penitentiary systems of this country. Even though it's a part of the economy, it's just locked up. Their lives have been taken away. They've been put under control. Let's pray that they need to come to themselves. I came to myself when I was out in the world, you know, and God's Spirit began to lead me into the truth, you know, and I just don't know. It was there all the time, and I neglected to latch on to God's word. I neglected to latch on to the truth, which was given to me freely. I didn't have to pay for it, you know. It was free. But, you know, let us pray for the next person in line and pray for ourselves. Pray for ourselves. Pray for God to help all of us, not only the saints of God or children of God. Pray for us all, not by color, because we are human beings. We are people. We all come from one. We all come from one. First was the man, Adam, and Eve, the mother of all living, came from him. And here we are. Here we are. We didn't get here through a big bang, no. And we didn't get here because we developed higher than the animals, no, no. We got here because God created us. In the image of God, he created us, man and woman, in his likeness. Created us them. You know, we just have to we have to understand and realize we are here for a reason. And there is life after death. There's life after death. The word tells us that the body goes back to the dust of the ground, but the soul, it belongs to the Lord. We have to get to that point to understand. We are being held accountable for all things said and done in this body, this tabernacle, which should be holy, for God is holy. That way the Holy Spirit can dwell within us, lead and guide us into all truth. We have to just get to that point first, okay? We definitely have to get to that point. All right, let's pray. Most High God in heaven and in earth, and underneath the earth, Almighty God, we honor you and truly thank you for the time that you have given us, Lord God. Thank you, Lord, for giving us a sound mind to know what your word stands for. Thank you, Lord God, for giving us understanding of how to decipher your word, Father God, to understand it for ourselves and for others, Lord God, and to share, Father God. Thanking you, giving you the glory because you sit high and you look low. And we thank you for coming down to see about little old us, Father God, because we couldn't take care of ourselves. We just can't take care of ourselves. And I thank you. I thank you for making me steward of so much. And I just ask you to help me, Father God, to take care of what you have given me hand over. Yes, Lord, I thank you that I can do what I know how to do from the scriptures, to live my life accordingly to the holy scriptures, Father God, to your will and to your way, not taking it upon myself to make any decision that is going to hurt anyone, Father God. But put my trust in you, Father God, as I did today, once again, and I truly thank you, God, supplying my every need, you did. And I honor you. And I pass along to the next person in line to witness, Father God, to them, that you are God and there is none other. You are our creator, our redeemer, our sustainer, and you are our judge, Father God. I truly thank you. Thank you for the word. Thank you, God. I give you the most high praise by saying hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bless us to do what you would have us to do, Father God. Lead and guide us into all truth. Show us, Father God, what we need to be doing, what we should be doing, Father God, how we ought to think, how we ought to help the next man in line to make the right decisions, Father God, to discern right from wrong, chaos in this world, Father God, to be able to pray for people earnestly, because your word says we have the power. We have the power to lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. They shall recover. Help us to stay in that frame of mind, Father God, that we know we have a mediator. If that opportunity comes where we slip and fall or become disparaged, want to give up, Father God, want to fall, want to give in, want to go back, help us, Lord God, in our infirmaries, that we'll be able to stand and go through and look forward, Father God, as Paul. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Truly thank you for the time. Thank you for this ministry, Father God, that we can reach out to others around the world, not only next door or down the street, but in the next country, Father God, you know, many, many miles away. Thank you, Lord, for allowing us, your servant, Father God, to do your will at this particular time. Watch over and keep those whose homes have been destroyed because of the storm, Father God. We pray for them, Lord God, to be led to safety, Father God, and to be helped by those that have. We can't keep it unless we give it away. And I thank you, God. I thank you for allowing me to be able to do what I couldn't do being out in the world. I thank you, Lord, for living in the world but not being of the world. Thank you for changing my life, that I could be a witness to someone, Father God, that your light shines through me, and it's not about me. It's about you, your spirit in me, Father God. Then I can give an answer to those who ask for the hope that I have in your son, Jesus Christ, my God in heaven. I give you the praise and honor, and I thank you at this time, Father God. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. Amen and amen. Okay. Good evening.
Good evening.
Hope you're doing well. Hope you're doing well.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Doing fine.
Yes.
Praise the Lord.
Yes, sir. Sounds good. Sounds good. I didn't have a topic. I got to talking there. I almost forgot about the prayer and whatever else. I had an experience today, and I shared that a little earlier in the program. I can touch on a little bit of it. my car, having issues with my car all of a sudden. We took it to the shop. The guy, he fixed it. Or he said he fixed it. We got it out the shop. But 2 days later, right back where it started from, same issue going on. So I took it back, and he called himself adjusting something and got it back. It was okay for a day. And it seems as though when we want to or need to go do some work for the kingdom, that's a distance, the car doesn't want to go. It will go, but we have issues after we go so far. So today my youngest son asked me to do him some justice, help him out with his car, which is about an hour's ride out of town, because he's down in Georgia helping out with the storm. And I told him, I said, yeah, I'd help you out. And God blessed me to ride there without a problem. And I was there for about an hour and a half, and ride back with no problem whatsoever. And I cried my heart out to him on the way that he would bless the trip. Not only me, but give traveling mercy to whoever was on the highway. Because if I pray for traveling mercy for myself, sure, I could be doing pretty good. But it's that next person over there that runs into me that I should have been praying for also. So I prayed for traveling mercy for all on the, and he blessed me. And when I got back, first thing, I had anointed the car before I went. I anointed it. And I said, in the name of Jesus Christ, the car is fixed. We have no more issues because there's some family and friends 3 or 4 hours ride from here where I live at, and we can't go because there's an issue with the car. And we don't want to be broke down on the highway when we knew there was a problem in the first place. But I trust and believe in God that he's taking care of that problem, and I don't have to think about it because the enemy, he will keep that negativity surrounding you. You know, he won't let you get it off your mind, and you get the worrying and stressing about it and the money you done paid. And, you know, if you got to get something else done to it, how you going to get the money? Well, hey, after a minute, it comes to me the same way God allowed the money to be there in the first place. You know, it wasn't for me to worry about it or go out there scraping or borrowing no money. The money was there. All I had to do was ask God, and he made it available. And he made the work on the car available also when I asked. Mm-hmm. I just prayed and said, Lord, the car is fixed. The car, in the name of Jesus, the car is fixed. While I was anointing it, and the car is fixed. and God is just good. You know what I'm saying? And that's how we got to do it. We have to put it in our mind. We cannot let the enemy, we cannot let him sidetrack us, you know, because when things are going bad, that's all we seem like we can't get the strength to get it off our brain, you know. It's stuck right there, and it's almost like I can't think about nothing else but what's bad, what's going on wrong. But once we get to that point and we realize and remember what Jesus Christ did for us, he saved our souls from condemnation. He saved us from the fiery lake. He saved us, you know. We going through him getting to God, we were allowed to have life and have it more abundantly. So we have to keep that in mind, life and not death. Speaking life and not death. Power is in the tongue. And if we put it out there and say, thank you, Lord, I know you're going to do this thing for us, your will, your way, not what I want when I want it, or let me run over here and see if I can get this done or do this over here. Just stop, clear my mind, pray and thank him for what he's done already, and just believe and trust in him, and he will do what he said he would do. Mm-hmm. And I just thank him for the day. It's been a good day, even though I didn't get done what I went to do. It was a good day. It was a good day. And I just thank God for that. You know, like I said, hey, we're going through so much here. There's Russia's telling the United States government, get prepared, get rid of the Americans out of our country, you know. And then we got these storms coming, hurricanes. And then we have the economy in this country, the government acting up toward the people and the people acting up towards each other, you know. And we got people non-believing in God and his son Jesus Christ and the word. They don't believe, you know. And it's just a mess. We're surrounded by all this stuff, but God, he is able to keep us. If we just speak it, he can keep us. We don't have to go out there and dig no hole. We don't have to go over there and buy no tents, you know. We just speak it out and do the right thing, and God, he will lead and keep us to do what we need to do, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I can trust and believe in that, especially because he saved me when he did from all them years in drugs and all that stuff I did to my family and loved ones. And up to this point, he's done so much, and I just can't turn my back and say, well, now what am I going to do? Just keep my mouth shut, let my mind work back on what he has done for me and what I have seen him do for others, and just acknowledge him for who he is, and just wait. His time ain't our time. You know, we want our cake and too, you know. But if we wait long enough, God, he'll come through for us. He'll come through. He'll come through. We might be thinking time is winding down. Oh man, I got till tomorrow to get this taken care of. How am I going to do that? You know, we trust in him. Trust in him and leave it up to him. Keep it moving. you know, and we just speak positive things. Philippians 4, let me get that real quick. Then whoever's got anything they want to say, they can speak on it. Philippians 4, I like to speak on that. Philippians 4. Finally, brethren, is that it? Finally, brethren, I believe that's it. Philippians 4 and 8, I believe that's it, yeah. Yeah, I'm going to get it real quick. Here we go. Philippians 4 and 8, coming up. All right, here it is here. Philippians 4 and 8, finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue and if there be any praise, think on these things. And, you know, what did they say? Blessings, what is that? Praises go up, blessings come down. Is that it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep, when praises go up, blessings come down. Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir. And even though I took that hour-plus ride and I got sick on my stomach when I got there and the tow truck didn't even come to tow the car, you know, it didn't happen for me the way I thought it was going to happen. When I went there, I come back, got nothing accomplished. But by me going and trusting in God to get me there without any issues with my car. That's how he fixed my car, by me believing in him and going to do this thing for somebody else, and it didn't happen. You know, trusting and believing in him, let me go do this for this person over here. You, they need it done. They're not going to be there, so they believe, you know, they believe and trust in me. So, hey, I got to believe and trust in God to see that it gets done. But since it didn't get done, I come back. The car is working like it should. And I'm pretty sure that was the reason for me to go. Not to get the car towed back, but for me to go so my car can get fixed. That's how I look at it, you know. And I give God the glory for it. I give him the glory, yes. Mm-hmm. Okay. Was there any comments? I see we got two callers here. Any comments?
No, I was just listening okay. in, but, you know,
yeah.
I was looking at Hebrews chapter 13, verses 20 and 21, mm-hmm. where it says, uh-huh. I will provide every good thing you need to do yes. my will. But in the
yes.
King James Version, it says,
mm-hmm.
make you perfect in every good work to do
yes,
his
sir.
Will. Working
do
in you.
Will.
That which is well-pleasing in his sight through
yes.
Jesus Christ,
yes.
to whom be glory
mm-hmm.
forever and ever. Amen. So it's letting
mm-hmm.
them know
mm-hmm.
when you said you had troubles with the car, every time that you
yeah.
try to do something good work to God's will, you know, the enemy
uh-huh.
shows up. God says that he will
yeah.
make you perfect in every good work to his,
yeah.
to do his will. Working
yes,
in you that which is well-pleasing in his sight through Jesus
mm-hmm.
Christ, to whom be
yeah.
glory forever and ever. Amen. So that lets us know
mm.
God would give us what we need in the time of troubles when we're going
mm-hmm.
through situations in life to do his will. And the enemy is
yeah.
always going to step up at the time you try to do something good. And it's
yes, sir.
For somebody, for God's will,
mm-hmm.
and you have good on
mm-hmm.
your mind to try to make you think negative. But we have to
yeah.
continue to do God's will, keep our focus on Christ, because that's where
yeah.
our help comes from. And if
he's
wanting us to give in and let go. But the Lord says
right.
that he will make
mm-hmm.
perfect every good work to do his will.
Every good work.
So we're
yeah.
doing his will. He's going to make a way
right.
for things to be all
mm-hmm.
right in our lives. We can't mess around and let the enemy get us all down and out and bent out of shape and upset and everything. We got to
right.
continue
right.
to trust the Lord with all of our heart and just continue
mm-hmm.
to do his will anyway. Troubles is going to come.
Yes.
Thing is,
yes.
God is always present to help us and see us mm-hmm. through those troubles. Even though
yes.
sometimes they seem bad sometimes, but he will make
mm-hmm.
a way to provide things that we need in order to do his will.
Yeah, that's so true. So true. And let me read this real quick. Hebrews 13, 5 and 6. Hebrews 13, 5 and 6. I happened to come across that while you was reading out of Hebrews. Hebrews 13, 5 and 6. Let your conversation be without covetousness, and be content with such things as ye have. For he hath said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. So that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what man shall do unto me.
Uh-huh.
And by
uh-huh.
me, and by me being comfortable and satisfied with the car, like it was, still messed up after we done paid all that money to get it fixed, I wasn't complaining. You know, I wasn't making no phone calls. I wasn't trying to curse nobody out. I said, okay, all right, I'm just going to leave it in the hands of the Lord to lead and guide me what to do. Content with what I got, even though the car is still broken down, he fixed it to where I had to take a long ride, you know. And see, I was scared to take a long ride in the first place because that's when whatever happened would happen to the car on a long ride. But he blessed the long ride so the car is okay, you know. And he got me to the point to where I had to trust him to take that long ride, because any other time I wouldn't have been thinking, no, I can't take it because if we try to get on the highway and take a long ride, this going to happen to the car, so I ain't going to take it, you know. But I put my trust in him and went anyway. And he worked it out. He worked it out.
Mm-hmm. Yes, he will.
Yeah, yes, sir. Mm-hmm. Yep, he will never leave us nor forsake us. Mm-hmm. There's a young lady on the line. Does she have any comments? No? Okay. Let me see if Miss Margaret, if she has a comment real quick. She was here early and she left. Miss Margaret, would you have a last comment?
Father, just praise God for your outreach.
Yes. Okay. Well, thank God for you. Truly, thank God for you. Thought I missed you there for a minute, but I saw you come back. But
I had a visitor.
I understand. No problem. No problem. We're still thanking God for you, and we're looking for a manifestation. You know, with the stand. Yeah, we're looking for that manifestation a little longer times, and like I said before, you know it, you're gonna be able to stand all day. It'll get to that point.
Yeah.
It will get there. We believe. We believe God for you. Okay?
Oh, yes.
Okay. All right. Okie dokie. Are there any other comments from anybody else? I thought there was somebody else on the line. Maybe not. Okay. All right. Okay. Well, let's see. Would you have any more comments, bro? I was just
not much, but I will say on this
okay.
right here, Philippians chapter 2, verse, let's see here, Philippians chapter 2, verse 14
mm-hmm.
out of the King James Version says, do all things
right.
without murmurings and
yes, sir. That's right.
That
mm-hmm.
ye may be blameless and harmless, the sons
mm-hmm.
of God, without rebuke in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation, among whom
mm-hmm.
ye shine as lights in the world. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, we have to continue to do the things that God has given us to do. It says, for
mm-hmm.
it is God which worketh in you both to will and
mm-hmm.
to do of his
yes.
good pleasures. So
his good
pleasure. If he's given us that opportunity to do good and do his will, for mm-hmm. his purpose in our lives and in somebody else's life to be a blessing and be a help to them to pray and
yes,
things. You know, why should we complain and go through all kinds of mess over it when, you know, God
yeah.
has given us this
mm-hmm.
blessing and
yeah.
us to
mm-hmm.
do his will, to do the best that we can
mm-hmm.
to encourage
yes.
and continue on this journey the best that we know
mm-hmm.
how, thanking God and praying through the process of time
yeah.
to be
yeah.
able to do all
mm-hmm.
of this. He says, even
right.
in the midst of a crook and perverse nation,
perverse
you know, when
nation.
He talked about all of the people, no matter what the situation
mm-hmm.
is, among
mm-hmm.
whom ye shine as lights in the world. We
yeah.
have to continue to shine as lights in the world that people may see us
mm-hmm.
as Christ, you know, like
mm-hmm.
in our lives, that we're
mm-hmm.
out there doing the will and the good of God that he has given us to do in everybody's life the best that we know how.
Mm-hmm.
People's
yes.
going to keep on doing the bad that they do, lying,
mm-hmm.
Putting
mm-hmm.
people down, talking about people,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. just taking from people, whatever they can do to hurt you. But us,
right.
as God's children,
mm-hmm.
he's going to
yes,
make
sir.
A way for us to continue, if we sincere from the heart, to do his
mm-hmm.
will, his work.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to continue
right.
to do that and let people see us, trusting and
that's
believing
right.
with that hope and faith that we have in Jesus to do everything we can that the Lord blesses
yeah.
us to be able to do outside of all of this mess that's going on in the world, you know, because we
that's
can't
right.
do anything to change this unless we get
no.
to the point to where everybody goes out and vote and they do the thing that they
amen.
Should do. We're still,
yes,
no matter when we vote, people
mm-hmm.
still get in there, and they can be people of God, but they forget about God once they get in that higher authority. And
uh-huh.
they keep it undercover on the down low.
Mm-hmm.
They don't want people
mm-hmm.
to really know the faith that they have
nope.
in Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, but they're still trying
mm-hmm.
to run a nation or a world
mm-hmm.
in their way and not giving God
yeah.
the glory, honor, and praise. But us
that's
as Christians,
right. mm-hmm.
even though we can't change one thing, God lets
mm-hmm.
us know, help me, Lord, to do the things that I can change and to know the difference
right.
between the right and wrong in the things of the world and just continue
that's
on
right.
this journey. And,
mm-hmm.
and for us, we continue to pray for people. We continue to do the best
yeah.
that we can to encourage and help people. And, you know,
mm-hmm.
we can't stop there because we have a mm-hmm. life that's ongoing for Christ that never stops
that's
until
right.
the end
mm-hmm.
of our life.
Mm-hmm.
So we live out through
that's
eternity
right.
doing the good works of
mm-hmm.
our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ on and over as much as we can.
Mm-hmm. You got it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And since you said that, I just wanted to mention Proverbs chapter 29 and verse 2. Proverbs 29 and verse 2, and I'm in the King James version here. Proverbs 29 and chapter 2. When the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice. But when the wicked beareth rule, the people mourn. And that's just how life has become for a lot of countries in the world. The authority, the higher ups, it's more so evil. Wickedness in high places,
mm-hmm.
and they treat the people any and every kind of way. It doesn't matter. They give the people whatever they want them to have, or the people don't get because they don't want them to have anything.
Mm-hmm.
And the people, we have opportunity because you know I used to hear that. I used to say it too back in the day that man. That white man, he got his foot on my head, and I can't even lift my head up to see what's going on. No, that was my thinking. and I kept his foot on my head. Instead of me going on to do what I knew I needed to do, I didn't want to be responsible. I wanted to put the blame on something else. And them days is over with. You know, there is information any and everywhere people can learn about this. They can learn about that. They can go to school. They can do this, do that. But people don't want to take that responsibility and do what they need to do for their own selves and their families in life. You know, people just want to go through life, laid back, chill. You know, oh, they're not bothering me. I'm okay. But eventually they do. Them people over there, we think it's not bothering us. Like the homosexuals. Once upon a time, I used to say, well, they ain't bothering me. They're okay. No, but they're affecting the economy. They're affecting the minds of the young people in the world, you know, and they're affecting a whole lot of things that are around me, and I just can't turn a blind eye anymore, you know. I have to step up and try to help out wherever I can with the young people, try to give them some type of direction, because you see, they're teaching this stuff in school, you know. They want to teach it in school to the youngest ones. And come on, y'all. You know, the word of God says he made what? He made man and woman. You know, he didn't make no two men, because two men or two women, they cannot produce.
Uh-huh.
And the word of God says be fruitful and multiply. So two men, they cannot multiply. Two women,
uh-huh,
they can't multiply. They can adopt. And see, that's where the enemy gets it from. All these women out here having these babies, don't want to get married. They're giving up for adoption, and you find the gays are adopting them and developing a so-called family.
Uh-huh.
And God's purpose for a family was a man and a woman and children. That's gone. That's gone. Because the families, the majority of the families now, it's the woman, she goes to work. The father, he goes to work. Now, if they're married, this is if they're married now, okay? The woman goes to work. The mother goes to work. The daddy goes to work. The kids go to school, okay? The kids come in. They got their electronics, their games, friends out in the street. There is no family. Nobody sits down to have dinner together. The kids are busy doing their thing. The parents, they're busy hanging out with their friends on their electronics, or they're trying to live their own life, you know. And that's how the enemy, he has disrupted the family. And that's just one part of life, the family. All these other parts that he has his hand in and his little demons, and people are just falling prey. They're becoming prisoners and don't even know it. You know what I'm saying? They are. They're becoming prisoners and don't even know it, bro. You don't have to be locked
That's
up
right.
in no cell.
That's right.
To be no prisoner. No. You be a prisoner walking around here as free as you can be, and you are confined in your own mind, you know, because you've been cut off. You've been cut off by the enemy, you know. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. As the children of God, we as you said, we're the light. We keep doing what we're doing, just like when I came in and you came in, you know.
Mm-hmm.
There was a need. God mm-hmm. saw that need, and he sent his spirit to capture
mm-hmm.
me, his spirit to capture you when the time was right, you know. I was about 45 or something. I was telling myself, I said, yeah, I guess, well, you know, I live to be like 80, 85. I can't do no running in the streets. You know, I ain't going to be smoking no weed. I ain't going to be doing no drinking. I ain't going to be running no women. I guess I'll go join the church. You know what I'm saying? This is what my mind is telling me, but it's all twisted because my life was almost over in the 50s. You know, my life was almost taken from me twice and when
mm-hmm.
I was 50-some years old. But God. See,
but God.
He kept us for such a time as this. That's right, bro. He kept us for such a time as this. and we just profess and confess the Lord Jesus, and he'll keep doing for us no matter what we're faced with. Because, you know, we come to church, everybody might have a smile on their face, right? But we don't know what,
right.
what the next man went through coming to church or what he left
at
home or there. We don't know what's going on, but we need to encourage each other. You know, we call, and just a kind word sometimes is good, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's good. Yeah, that's all we need. We don't have to be up in each other's face talking about this and talking about that, because it's going to lead to idle talk. You know, I've noticed it. When I talk to some people, not necessarily church people, but, you know, we get to talking, and it goes over to idle talk. And before you know it, we're talking about a little bit of this, and it's like, I didn't mean to call and talk to him about that, you know. But that's the enemy, how slick he is and how he tries to get us off track. But like I said, today I kept my mind on, cried out to him. He took care of my need. And that was just today. And it's not necessarily that he's going to take care of everything I want when I need it or when I want it, but he works. And I just have to share that with everybody. God is real. He's real. And like I always say, we can't take care of ourselves. You know, we can't take care of ourselves. But he thought enough to send his son down here to look after little of us, you know. And I'm grateful. I'm so thankful, you know. And I have to honor him each and every day. I have to, each and every day. Okay. All right, miss. Miss, hello? Okay. All right. So that's about it. We're wrapped up. Giving God the glory. Honor him. And truly thank him. I'm grateful. Not because he blessed me with a bag full of money. Or he gave me one of those models for a wife. No. No. I'm just thanking him. He'll give me what I needed to make it through this day. Give God the praise. I glorify his holy name. Truly thank you. Help in his name. Once again, thank you, Lord, for making me a steward. That I could show, Father God, with your help, I can do your will your way. Okay. Thank God. I thank God. I thank God. Giving him the praise. Glorify his name. Again, thank him for the ministry that we can share each and every day. Okay. I got about a minute. Do you have a comment or anything?
What I heard was beautiful. Just keeping on and lifting God up. Because that's all about.
Yes. But just remember, it's not about me. I don't want it to be about me. It's just him using me to do his will, his way, and this ministry, Crown Talking Drum Radio Network, it's an outreach for that, for any and everyone to become aware of themselves. It's not about me. I'm not preaching to nobody, but it's just giving them information and passing along that God is real. He sits on the throne. He sits high. He looks low.
Yes,
and if we give to him, serve him, honor him, worship him, and praise him, because he created us for that particular purpose,
yes,
he will accept us. Let's ask for forgiveness of us. Believe on Christ Jesus. And with that, shalom.
Shalom.
Shalom. Shalom.